You're listening to Snyder & Associates podcast series, the civil engineering, planning, and design firm focused on thinking beyond engineering to improve the quality of life within the communities we serve. The host of this episode is Brett Page.
Through an assessment program, you're going to end up with a ton of information to store, terabytes and terabytes of information. Having a system in place to handle that and to be able to quickly reference it is going to be important. We're going to need to leverage ranking tools, and we're going to take that risk assessment and associate cost to those priority high-risk assets. We're going to create visual aids to track the status and create schedules to understand impact through graphs and GIS maps. For me personally, I'm a very map-oriented type person. So GIS mapping and being able to understand with an aerial backdrop of where some of the projects are located is a great way to understand the next steps and really creates a visual of what that's going to look like. Then we're able to filter out certain risk ranks to try to combine projects. Maybe you have two risk rank five assets and a four in between. Probably makes sense to do them all together in the same project through some of those planning tools. Building planning level costs, I think that there is some more recent difficulties in today's world than we've had in the past. Everybody's probably aware of the dramatic bidding climate that we're in right now. Seems like there's a new shortage for a different material almost every single day. There's other impacts related to that. COVID is obviously a huge factor, and any fluctuations in oil, and then hurricanes is another common weather element to pay attention to. Inflation, making sure that we're planning for that as we're projecting costs out for decades down the road. Be sure that we're not undershooting the budget that will be needed years down the road. Focusing on constructability, this is a big focus that we typically employ from a design level, but it's also good at the planning level to make sure as you're looking at your recommendations that whatever you're looking to improve can actually be built and thinking of all impacts that might be adjacent to that type of improvement, whether it's utility related or property related. Use conservative contingencies, sometimes 20 to 30%, just making sure that we're not putting together a planning budget that's going to fall short whenever that money needs to be allocated. Thinking about any bypass or temporary facilities that are needed, bypass can account for 5 to 20% of the project. So making sure that we're considering all those small detail elements as we're putting together planning budgets. Permitting timelines, this is probably more applicable for getting an accurate schedule. If you have locations where a longer permitting requirement is going to be needed, making sure that those projects are being combined can help lessen some of the permitting difficulties that can happen. And then just thinking of all scenarios, any system impacts that could result of rehab, such as odor control, more concentrated flows to the plant. Do we want to line one section at a time or smooth that out for multiple sections while we're there? Just making sure that we're not so focused on one element of the project that we're looking at a high level overview of everything that is going to be impacted by that type of improvement. Available budget versus system needs, we're able to take those risk curves and look at this is a dollar amount associated with all category fives and above, and just trying to understand how much can we afford now and where do we want to stop. Each asset that was inspected is given a point in this risk curve. So we can take each pipe and essentially put a dollar amount to it. And we're able to break up these categories to identify budget pots to get to the point where we're comfortable with the reduction of risk and a point that's financially manageable for the community. Just wanting to make sure that these things are understood early on in the project and you don't wait till it's too late where there's not enough dollars allocated in your capital improvement plan.
Thank you for listening to Snyder & Associates podcast series, a civil engineering, planning, and design firm focused on thinking beyond engineering to improve quality of life within the communities we serve. Find content related to this episode on snyder-associates.com.